engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea, hearing what he was doing. A large number of people came to him, also from Jerusalem, from Idumea and from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
We know that Jesus died and rose again and ascended into heaven. And we know he will come back just as he promised. But what is he doing in the meantime? That's a question that this passage from the letter to the Hebrews today answers for us. He lives forever to make intercession for us. This is a concept so important to understand about the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross, and it also helps us to understand what we do here at the Mass. When Jesus decided to go to the cross for us, and he set himself firmly on that task, he set out for Jerusalem, he was not deterred, he had resisted at the beginning of his ministry the temptations of the devil, which basically were the same thing as what was said by those who were taunting him on the cross. If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross here and now, and we will believe in you. The temptation to misuse his power, he could have done that. In fact, remember he said in the garden, "Do you not think that my Father could at once send angels to rescue me?" At any point, at every point, he was in control. Remember when in the garden the soldiers came to arrest him and he said, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." And then he said, "I am," which is the name of God, Yahweh, "I am," the name given by God, indicated by God to Moses in the burning bush. "I am." The soldiers retreated and fell to the ground. Jesus was unarmed. They had the torches and lanterns and weapons, but they're the ones that fell to the ground. "No one takes my life from me," Jesus said in another place. "I lay it down freely. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again." At every moment of the process, he is in charge. And he is freely offering himself for us. Now, the point of this message from the letter to the Hebrews is simply this. That offering, that decision to say, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," that willingness to sacrifice his own flesh and blood and soul for us, never changes, never goes away. He doesn't change his mind. It doesn't have an expiration date. He dies once, of course. He can only die once, and that death is sufficient for the salvation of the world, and it's fixed in time. It happened in a particular time, in a particular place. However, Jesus ascends into heaven. He is God. He was always God. He's at the right hand of the Father. And in his human soul, that decision to go to the cross, to offer himself, to give himself for us, that decision doesn't go away. And so even though he has accomplished the shedding of his blood, the forgiveness of sins, he rises from the dead, he ascends into heaven, the Hebrews says, letter to Hebrews says, he lives forever to make intercession for us. It's pointing out this relationship between the Son and the Father, and therefore between all of us and the Son and the Father, because the Son is there at the right hand of the Father in the glory of heaven, still in his human nature, saying, Father, I am giving myself to you for them. Look at them, us, God's people. Look at them through me, the Son is saying. Look at them through the lens of the cross. Look at them through the lens of my wounds. Look at them not simply in their sinfulness. Look at them as covered with my blood. Save them, heal them, redeem them, reconcile them, raise them from the dead. The Son is always living to make intercession for us. We make intercession for one another, and we do it in the name of Jesus our Lord. It's because Jesus our Lord is the mediator. Every Christian prayer, the structure of Christian prayer, is that it's prayer to the Father, through the Son, in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church. This is the structure of Christian prayer. You see it reflected in the way these prayers of the Mass are said. You see it reflected in the Eucharistic prayer that then culminates with through him, with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Through him, with him, and in him, because he lives forever to make intercession for us. Through him, with him, and in him is how we get to the Father. Through him, with him, and in him, in Christ, is how the Father looks at us. This is the reality of Christian salvation. And it inspires us to be priests. I'm not talking about the ordained priesthood like I share, but the priesthood of the faithful, the priesthood of the baptized. We all share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, by which we are offering ourselves every day, through him, with him, and in him. This is what the Mass is. It's not that we pretend that Jesus dies again. He cannot die again. Scripture says he died once. But the Mass brings us into connection with that one eternal sacrifice, that one offering that Jesus has not changed his mind about. He continues interceding for us. This is what makes it possible for young girls living in the early church, like St. Agnes, who said, Jesus is my only spouse. She loved Jesus and she wanted to remain a virgin, to stay just connected with him. And it was terrible what she went through, because men tried to seduce her and others tried to tempt her, and they wanted her to go with them instead of remain a virgin. And of course, what she teaches us is that whether we are single or married, or whether we consecrate ourselves through the celibacy of the priesthood or the consecrated life of religious brothers and sisters, whatever our specific vocation, to say, I belong to Jesus, is characteristic of every vocation, right? I mean, that's at the core of who we are and what we do, no matter how God calls us to live that out during our earthly journey. So we thank the Lord for this witness of St. Agnes. This young girl suffered death rather than to sin, rather than to betray her one spouse, Jesus Christ. Let that courage, that focus, even if you're married, your main relationship is still with Jesus Christ. In him and through him and in him, through him and with him is where you and how you love your spouse. It's always through him, with him, and in him. Jesus, our high priest. Lord, let this be our joy each day as we live in you, as we love through you, as we intercede along with you, and as we receive the great gift of your salvation. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.